Welcome to the Six Figure Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Sky Edmonds. With 20 years of experience in portrait photography and 16 years as a photographer educator, I have a more holistic approach that addresses the whole photographer, starting from the inside out. The purpose of this podcast is to activate women into their wealth identities as the CEO of their business and to expand their income and their impact through mindset work, nervous system regulation, energetics, somatic connection, and business strategies so that they can step into their next level self and become the bold, visible face of their brand. Hello, and welcome to the Six Figure Photographer Podcast, an unconventional photography podcast that covers having a profitable and expanding photography business, starting from the inside to the out. If I were able to take a gold Sharpie, because gold Sharpies are literally the best, if I were able to take a gold Sharpie to underline my spoken word, well, first, that would be a miracle because, well, physics, I would love to underline the words from the inside out. I like to think of this podcast as self-development meets business development, because to me, they go hand in hand and must be balanced. If you lean into the self-development side too heavy, one, you may find yourself exhausted and stuck in a circle of, I'm not healed enough yet, which can quickly turn into the swamp of sadness, like in the 80s movie, The NeverEnding Story. And I know many of you get the reference, as yesterday I looked at my podcast audience stats, and a good chunk of you are in the 35 to 50 age range. If you lean too heavy on the business development side, with little to no inner work being done, you often find people who create success, but they aren't able to hold it or sustain it. In comes all the usual suspects like self-sabotage, procrastination, and imposter syndrome, or the people who are drowning in hustle culture and stress. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that stress kills. Far too often, humans keep pushing and driving ourselves, and as soon as the pain stops, we stop. For example, the pain of not enough money. So we go all in on our business, and the pain of looming bills or whatnot stops barking at us. So we ease up. Naturally, the money starts to ease up too, and the cycle continues. Pain, effort, success, ease up, then pain. By the way, expect an episode solely on that topic soon because, damn, once you iron that pattern out, you are going to see results. Okay, I'm going off on a tangent already, and we just started. Let's get back on track, shall we? Today, I wanted to share my most juicy go-to tip for how I best connect with my photography clients. Okay, prepare yourselves. Hear me out. And if you're like, say what? Stay with me till the end and I will put the pieces together for you. And this one may get a little bit spicy. So there's that. The best way I connect with my clients is I first connect with myself. Okay, I know. Insert eye roll, gag. Are we really going here? Yes. Yes, we are. Stay with me. If you are new here, welcome. Or haven't listened to the second episode of this podcast where I talk about the moment I realized I carry all the junk that's inside my head with me to a session and how that has impacted the way I connect with my clients. Photographers, we are missing out, and our clients are missing out, when we think all we have to offer our clients connection-wise are a series of questions we pull out of our idea hat. Okay, so what do you guys do for fun? And who is the one that snores the loudest? Okay, touch noses for me, please, and look deeply into each other's eyes. Is that really connection? Is it? And hear me when I say, I am not trying to belittle those things or the people who do them. We've all done them because we were taught. Essentially, that's all we have to offer our clients connection-wise, and more times than not, those silly questions can produce results that, well, look good in print. But could there be more? Could images look good, but also feel good too? Now, I'll get to that in a moment, but first I want to say, the problem is when we lead with predictable questions, when the magic lies in leading with connection, with us. I cannot connect with a client on the level that I desire if I'm not first connected to myself. I shore up the energy leaks within myself pre-session and connect to who I am as an artist and as a person. And in doing so, I create safety for me to be vulnerable enough to seek connection with another who may or may not receive that invitation. A lot of my photographer coaching students will loudly admit that they have strong issues with being seen or visible in their business. When it comes to marketing and social media, of course, it just makes sense, right? But here's the rub. That same fear of visibility is also hiding you from connection with your clients. Because, my dear listeners, you don't just hide in one area of your life, you hide of varying degrees in all areas. Your business isn't safe. Your art and creativity are not safe. In fact, they are often one of the first victims. Now, just a minute ago, I mentioned vulnerability. So let's talk about it. Why is it a vulnerable thing to lead with yourself in connecting with a client? You are essentially saying, not with words, but energetically, hey, I'd like to connect with you, but let me show you me first. You are giving your clients the gift of going second because you are going first. This is a very, very vulnerable position to be in. One many people hide from, myself included, in the past, but it can create a powerful connection between you and your subject. Recently, when working with a one-on-one coaching client, she asked me to critique a few of her images. No problem. Looked at the images, and one of the first things I said was, "How connected were you to your client?" I could tell immediately, just by looking at her images, because the client looked so uncomfortable. The greatest gift you can give your clients is, well, you, at least to start. You connected to yourself, ready to be available and vulnerable with them. This may mean you take the risk with that question that may not get the response you hope, or tell that joke that's perfectly flavored by your quirky sense of humor. You know, the one your mother was always giving you a hard time about growing up. I mean, what would they think of you? What would your clients think of you? The imperfectly perfect you. The one who may struggle with her weight, so she's constantly tugging at her shirt nervously throughout the session, hoping the clients don't notice. The one who doesn't feel good enough to really allow herself to feel like an artist or a professional photographer. If you look her in the eye, she looks away quickly while batting away a stray hair. Us photographers who ask strangers to come and sit in front of our cameras and be vulnerable first. And if they dare be awkward or uncomfortable, we go into social media or photographer forums and blast them. "This client was so stiff and frozen, made my job so hard. She better buy her images or I'm going to be so mad for all of my effort." All your effort? All your effort sitting your ass in the safety of being behind your camera. Not being vulnerable. Not being known. Not connecting. Tossing out your questions like grenades loaded with expectation. So, what do you like to do for fun? While patting yourself on the back for all your effort and connecting with another human being who's trying her best to bravely sit in front of your magnifying lens and allow you, yes, allow you to capture a glimpse, if possible, a glimpse of the flawless, beautiful woman she hopes she still is. How dare we? How bold of me For all those years I did this to my clients, I shunned getting photos of myself because it was too uncomfortable. Because I didn't want to deal or even face my shit and then get huffy when a client didn't perform the way I hoped to get a good sale. Oh yes, client, please buy this photo of you clearly struggling on the inside. I didn't see it because I was too busy thinking of myself, my money, my sale, my reputation, how I felt conducting the session, me, me, me. And if I just had stopped and connected with my true self, to that empathy of knowing what it takes to sit in front of a camera and bear all, even if fully clothed, because that's what it can feel like, if I sat in that empathy and allowed it to penetrate my heart, even for 2 minutes before a session, I would have walked in there vulnerable, tender, understanding, and very, very patient. Our fear of being seen continues to cost us, and our fear of connecting with us costs us. And our fear of being vulnerable costs us, and it even costs the people we do business with. And we can only see the tally of the cost after the years have stacked up behind us. So as someone with dozens of years of experience doing this, please let me assure you, there is a cost. Because sure, you may have been safe, but are you known? Sure. You may have been hurt less, but were you also loved less, too? Sure, those walls may have protected you. Perhaps they've imprisoned you, too. Even doing this podcast, even doing episodes like this, it's incredibly vulnerable. I have those thoughts. Those thoughts, are people going to get it? Are people going to understand? Are people going to like it? Are people going to resonate? And when you're vulnerable, you have to move forward knowing that some won't. And that gets to be okay. Can you struggle to connect with others and still have a photography business? Well, yes, of course. I did for many years. And many people have, and many people will continue to do so. But did I enjoy the process? Did I fully give my clients what they deserved? And then how much more could I have received and given if I had been on a healing path? Self-connected and free and able to connect with my clients on a level they deserved. And now, not only do my clients have images that look good, but feel good. When connection is the invisible glue holding all the details of an image together, every time they look at their images, they will remember how good they felt. How safe they felt, and how seen they were with you, their photographer, all because you dared to be vulnerable first. You gave them that gift of going second. Just imagine your referral rate, my listeners, your unmatchable referral rate if you go first, if you were vulnerable first, if you connect with you first, and then ask to connect with them, with empathy. Just imagine. Before we go, I'm going to share the link in my show notes to a Spotify playlist called The Magnetic Photographer. It is my pre-session, pre-workshop, gotta connect with myself playlist. It's rather large. It is full of images, songs. See what I mean? It is full of songs that help me tap into some kind of emotion. Some emotions are happier and some are sad. And some days I skip sad ones if I'm not wanting to go there. So your mileage may vary. The thing about Spotify is you can always hit hide this song. And the playlist was also created with the idea that it would be played on shuffle, not straight through. So you're interested in that, get the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Six Figure Photographer Podcast. Until next time.